أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم والكتاب المبين. إنا جعلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وإنه في أم الكتاب لدينا لعلي حكيم. أفنضرب عنكم الذكر صفحا أن كنتم قوما مسرفين. وكم أرسلنا من نبي في الأولين. وما يأتيهم من نبي إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. فأهلكنا أشد منهم بطشا ومضى مثل الأولين. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Zukhruf. Zukhruf refers to gold. And in the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one point speaks about the fleeting nature of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses gold, perhaps the most valuable commodity in the eyes of people of all times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it to explain to us the fleeting nature of this dunya, of this world. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hamim, Allah knows best its meaning, wal kitab il mubin, Allah takes a qasam, and by the qasam of the kitab refers to the Quran Kareem, al mubin, which is manifest. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the manifest nature of this Quran Kareem, that insofar as the advices Allah has given, the glad tidings Allah has given, the warnings Allah has given, some of the incidents of the people of the past that Allah has spoken about, it is absolutely clear a person very easily can take heed, can accept the advice of the Quran Kareem, make amends to one's life and practice according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, the intricacies of the Quran Kareem is also self-evident insofar as deduction of the masail of deen is concerned. That is the work of the fuqaha, the jurist, those who have expertise in it. And of course, that obviously will be a specialized field that is left to them. Inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Certainly, we had made this Qur'an. In other words, we had revealed this Qur'an Kareem, Arabiya, in the Arabic language, la'allakum ta'qilun. So, O people of Arabia, O Arabic-speaking people, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh, la'allakum ta'qilun, so that you would understand this Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered them. They were the first recipients of the Quran Kareem. So the Quran was revealed in their language. And perhaps according to some commentators, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delivering a message of responsibility to them. That you understand the Quran Kareem, you apply your mind to it, you're going to hear it from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is going to explain to you this Quran Kareem. And then obviously you have the responsibility of then delivering the message of this Quran Kareem. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. That whilst the Quran was made in the Arabic language, it was revealed in the Arabic language for the people to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a different dimension of the Quran Kareem, that certainly the Quran Kareem, fi ummil kitab, is in the essence of all the kitab, of all the books, and that refers to the lawhi mahfuz, the preserved tablet, ladaina, which is by us, which is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, under the scrutiny of Allah Rabbul Izzat at all times. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show the lofty nature of the Quran Kareem. Some have stated that this was with all the kitabs that Allah had revealed onto this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had it inscribed and preserved in the lawh mahfuz by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here Allah uses two qualities and Allah explains this Quran by two words. One is la'aliyun and the second is hakim. That this Quran is sublime. This Quran is sublime in the fact that it is honorable. It has been honored by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And of course, whoever abides by the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person also honor. Number two, hakim. The Quran is filled with wisdom. Whoever follows the Quran may not understand all the wisdoms of the Quran Kareem, but it is filled with wisdom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's laws, each word of the Quran, the arrangements of the verses, the arrangements of the words of the Quran Kareem, in every aspect, it is filled with wisdom from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا أَن كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ. Now when this Quran was being revealed at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two groups of people very basically. One accepted the Quran Kareem, which was a very small group, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They cherished every revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cherished every word of this Quran. Together with that, they recited it and they practiced upon whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. But by and large was opposition to the Quran Kareem. Opposition to the Quran Kareem in many ways. And we know and we understand that because of the Quran, they call Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insane. Wa na'udhu billah. They call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sorcerer. They began to say that this Quran is his own words, etc. But by and large, there was rejection of the Quran Kareem. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that should we move away, should we turn away completely the Quran, and kuntum qawman musrifin, because you people are a nation that has exceeded all bounds. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a very, very important lesson, that despite the fact that the very first recipients of the Quran Kareem, most of them had turned away from the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through His mercy, Allah through His kindness, continued the revelation of the Quran Kareem. A few things that we need to bear in mind here is this, that usually when we speak to someone, and if that person turns away, or he starts speaking to someone else, or he begins to mock us, obviously we will stop the speech. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy was such that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His knowledge had known that this Quran will be revealed to man and man will benefit. If they did not benefit, the people after them would benefit, and that we saw. And another very important lesson is this, that when we are doing the work of deen, when we are inviting people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they may turn away from us, but that does not mean that we turn away from them. We continue delivering the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَكَمَ رُسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the one hand, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us also another very important thing, that even when we saw the chain of nubuwat from one Nabi, another Nabi, and another Nabi, and that was a continuation. Despite the fact that people rejected the Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala continued nubuwat. Allah Ta'ala sent down Nabi after Nabi, despite rejection. And like that, Allah wants to show that despite the first recipients of the Quran who rejected the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continued to reveal the Quran Kareem. And together with this, Allah Ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how many from the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam of the past that we had sent, وَمَا يَأْتِيهِم مِّن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And each time we sent a Nabi, there was not a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had come to his people, but the people had mocked the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat concludes, فَأَهْلَكَنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطَشَا وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, that we had seized, we had destroyed those that were greater in so far as their strength was concerned. The people of Ad and Thamud were far stronger than the people of Makkah, but Allah Ta'ala had seized them. وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, and the example of the people of the past has now gone past. We have seen it, people have known about it, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this way consoles our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.